Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is Jasmine Guillory, and she is out with her brand new book. It is called While We Were Dating. The book is available everywhere. And Jasmine, you write these books. They are so fun to read because they deal with real people. And when you're dealing with, in this book, a Hollywood celebrity and somebody working with that Hollywood celebrity, sometimes those people seem very removed from our lives, but nonetheless, it seems like all the feelings that they have and the things that they go through are very real to a lot of people. Did you get that sense as you wrote the character, particularly Anna in this book? Even though she's a Hollywood A-lister, she's really a lot like the rest of us.
Yeah, you know, that's what I really wanted to do. I think I was really interested in the whole concept of how Americans view celebrity and how celebrities sort of get treated as, like, totally different from the rest of us, but they're still just real people. And so, you know, most celebrities, I mean, some celebrities sort of grew up rich and famous, but most of them didn't. They sort of became famous later in life. And so I wanted to really think about, like, who is the person inside of the public persona? And how does that life work for her? You know, how does she do kind of both roles as to, like, keep herself a real person, but also keep her, you know, career is to kind of be in public, and so she has to be both sides. So I really wanted to be able to portray who she really was as a person, but also see what that kind of job does to someone, both for good and bad.
Well, she's an A-lister. She really wants to up her stock in Hollywood and needs to have a relationship. And so really we have a fake relationship going on now, and you can imagine all of the things that come with that. But she's also got a lot of personal issues she's dealing with, and particularly the one that I thought was very realistic was anxiety and depression. Can you explain how those play into her life?
Yeah, you know, I mean, she has really struggled with anxiety kind of her whole life on and off. But I think a lot of times, especially as kids, people don't recognize anxiety as a thing. You know, they just think like, oh, you know, she's complaining of a stomach ache in the morning. Kids do that. But I think a lot of times that is a reflection of anxiety that, you know, little kids can't really verbalize. And so I think it was only later in life that Anna really realized what she was dealing with and is working to, you know, like, deal with it herself and has gone to doctors and stuff about that. But I think that still has an effect on everyone's life. And I think I've known so many people who have struggled with anxiety, particularly over the past year and a half. And so that was one thing that I really wanted to be able to reflect in an honest way.
Now, I mentioned the term Hollywood A-lister, and I think that's kind of like pornography. You can't really define it, but you know it when you see it. And I think that's kind of how a lot of people view it. But how do you view an A-lister? What makes somebody an A-lister versus the rest of them?
You know, I think, I mean, people obviously who get recognized in public, who are on the cover of magazines, and who get kind of the significantly higher level of attention that, you know, than other people, right? Name recognition and face recognition, I think, are the kind of biggest things, but also people who command both respect and their ability to do what they want with their career. And so Anna has that to a certain extent, but she, as you said, like, wants to take it higher and wants to get sort of all of the things that she wants in her career.
Ben Stevens is who she plays off of in the book, and Ben is an ad executive, but he's working with these Hollywood types. And so when you write a character who has to work with Hollywood types, what do you have to keep in mind as you deal with somebody who's dealing with folks who have different lifestyles than the rest of us?
You know, I sort of wanted Ben to be able to realize kind of the ridiculousness of all of it, right? But also enjoy it. I think, you know, to a certain extent, like, some of the parts of kind of a Hollywood life to outsiders is really fun, even if it's not fun for someone who has to live it every day. So I wanted Ben to be able to kind of realize how silly so much of this is, but also just have fun with it. And so that was kind of one thing that I really wanted Ben to be able to kind of do and see throughout the book, and throughout his relationship with Hannah.
What is it about having a perfect fake boyfriend that is so important to maybe not Anna necessarily in the book, or maybe so, but to Hollywood A-listers? Why is that such an important factor for somebody to have in their lives as they try to maintain their stock in Hollywood?
Well, you know, as we have seen, right, people in Hollywood get so much attention when it's a new relationship, right? Like, the, you know, all of the pictures of people, like, oh, are they really dating? Are they not? Like, that's on the cover of all sorts of magazines right this moment. So that, you know, that's something that, like, we see people really care about famous people's personal lives. Like, people really care about that. And so that's something that does get you a lot more attention. And that's something that, like, Anna really needs during the book. And so she sort of grabs onto them for that.
Is that important to studio types when they're selecting movie roles, or is that just something that celebrities do to make themselves more popular among the public, or is there really a bifurcation between the two?
I think it's a little bit of both, right? If you're more popular among the public, then you command more money, and, you know, public will go see your movies, and you'll get on the cover of more magazines, and so then you'll get more movies, and it's a whole big cycle. So that's one thing, but, like, celebrity is really not just one thing. It is not just the movies that you're in, but it's also your personal life and what people want to see and how much people care about you as a brand and not just as an actor.
What's the ultimate end game for an A-lister? Is it to stay popular forever? Because it seems like if you make a bunch of money on one movie, it's more money than you or I could ever spend in two lifetimes or three lifetimes or whatever. And so what do you think ultimately drives these A-list celebrities as you think about them?
Well, after a certain level, it's not exactly about money, right? It's about status. And so it's about, you know, partly it's about getting the most amount of money than everyone else in the movie, you know, because it shows that you're at the top. But also, it's about being able to do exactly what you want in your career. I think a lot of us have had that experience, right, on the lower level. Like, there's certain things that you care about and want to do, and you don't want to do the rest of them. And so, you know, there's certain things about all of our jobs that I think we all kind of have to do, but we see people who are a little higher and like, oh, they don't have to do that. And so I think the higher you get, the more you can do exactly what you want, get the roles that you want, and keep going. I think people view this not just as a way to make money, but as a long-term career, and want to stay in it as long as they can.
I'm chatting with Jasmine Guillory about her brand new novel, While We Were Dating. It is available everywhere. Jasmine, I think there's a stereotype among romance novels that they're for women. And I talk to a lot of men readers who read thrillers. They like killings. And they say, I'd never touch a romance novel. But to me, a story is always a story. And so do you find that your readership is more in one group of maybe men or professional men or women or professional women? Or where do your readers come from as you meet them and talk to them?
My readers are definitely mostly women, but I do get a number of male readers who do feel sort of like secretive, I think, about reading romance novels. But I got to tell you, like, a man who reads a romance novel is very attractive to women. One of my cousins got a number of dates by reading my books in public. So I have, you know, if you're looking, as we come out of this pandemic, reading romance novels is a great way to get some attention.
It's almost a readership pimp type of thing, right? You're setting people up. But, you know, as you talk to female readers, do you find that the emotions that you choose for your characters in the book and the roles that they play, are they realistic when they come to the emotions that your readers experience and can relate to?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing that, you know, I really try to do, and then I hear from readers, is that, you know, my books portray real people. Like, I want them to feel like people that you know, people that you're next to in a coffee shop, people that are friends of yours. And so I want kind of their emotions and their actions to feel like those are real people, either when they're, you know, making mistakes, which we all do, or whether they're dealing with, you know, their families or their relationships or their work. we all have struggles that way. And so I really want to portray, like, real struggles and real triumphs for people in my book.
I've talked to thriller writers over the years, and they tell me that they are surprised by some of the things that happen to their characters in the book, and the pen sort of takes over from them, or the fingers on the typewriter. Do you have that same experience when you write about a relationship? Because there's so many rocky things that can happen in a relationship. Do you get surprised by some of the things that happen to your readers? Or to your characters, I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely I do. I think, you know, sometimes when I'm writing, There's certain things that I kind of plan in a book, but then there's a lot that I just kind of write and see what happens. And, you know, once I kind of figure out who a character is, then they will do things that I think, okay, let's see how this works, you know? And sometimes, like, especially when I'm writing a first draft, I experiment with a lot of different things, and characters will do things, and I think, well, I didn't plan it that way, but that sounds like fun. Let's see how it goes. And I think that is one of the most fun things about writing, is to really see what happens.
Is there a certain therapy to it for you as well? Because clearly you've had relationships over the years, and we all have. But as you see what readers do, do you things come up in your mind that are either pitfalls that you say, God, that's something to avoid in conversation with somebody you're in a relationship with, or how that works? Does that affect you as you write?
You know, it's not so much that I think, like, that's something to avoid, but I sort of think, well, let's see how this plays out in fiction, right? Because I think, like, I want to portray relationships that feel real, so I want people to, like, say the wrong thing sometimes and make those mistakes and then figure out how to deal with it. You know, if it is, like, a relationship that's lasting, that has good communication, like, I want them to be able to kind of struggle through and talk about the hard things. And so I think that's one thing that I do really think about in both, you know, with my own relationships and with friends and family. I kind of want to make sure that relationship gets to the other side.
These books have a universal appeal, I think. And so when you talk to readers who are from out of the country, you know, they may not understand the whole Hollywood thing, because I think that's a typical American thing. But when you hear readers from maybe non-English-speaking readers or readers from different cultures, do they get the whole Hollywood aspect of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there's a culture of celebrity in every country, right? And so, yes, different countries deal with it slightly differently, but I think there's always going to be that public versus private life that people are dealing with. There's always going to be fans who care about, you know, someone's relationship or stardom or, you know, what their next role is going to be. And so those are things that do feel universal. I mean, different countries obviously treat them differently and have different cultures around it, but certain things really do feel the same.
Well, it's just I enjoyed it. I mean, as a male reading this book, I enjoyed it because to me, a good story is a good story, and you always write such great stories. This one is called While We Were Dating. It is by Jasmine Guillory. The book's available everywhere, and go pick up a copy. It's a great one to round out your summer reading or to curl up with as the weather starts to turn cool, and thinking about Hollywood always warms me up. Jasmine, just another fantastic book, and I thank you for joining me to talk about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. Of the way we were.